Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer being back on the show. Bob McTeer is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is his 14th anniversary. We're celebrating his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Been with us since 1999. He's currently a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the group that's meeting today and yesterday to talk about what to do about the taper. And he was a 30-plus year member of the Federal Reserve Organization. He's our good friend, Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
And also former chancellor of the Texas A&M University System. So don't forget that. And I'm looking forward, Bob, any day now to telling them about your new book.
You may have to wait a while on
that. I'm gonna keep handing you till you write that book, Bob. I think the world needs to know what you know. Hey, Bob, this week you had a pretty exciting thing to happen. You and all your fellow Fed guys, you went to Washington to celebrate something. Tell the audience what you did.
Well, it was the centennial celebration of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve Act was signed by President Wilson on December the 23rd, 1913.
Yeah.
So on December the 23rd, we'll be 100 years old. The Reserve Bank got started in operations in November of 1914, so it'll be another little while before that's 100 years old.
Right.
And they invited back all the former governors, all the living former governors. They didn't invite the dead ones.
Yeah.
And all the living former Reserve Bank presidents. And we had this...
There's got to be a joke in there somewhere. There's got to be a joke in there somewhere, but I'm going to let it go.
there were some people you used to see that could walk around without assistance, needing a cane or a wheelchair.
They're the ones coming in. When they come in, they're saying, I'm not dead yet.
Dewey Dane, a former governor, is 96 years old. And,
wow.
He was there.
So you're celebrating the Federal Reserve. What do you think is the 100-year legacy? What would you say is the 100-year evaluation of the Fed?
Well, I think there have been several different Feds that sort of responded to several different economic conditions, and it's hard to say it's one.
But overall, Bob, what do you think?
Well, I personally think that the country's been better off. However, during the Great Depression, due to a number of reasons, the Fed wasn't able to do as much as it probably should have. But the gold standard was still prevalent then, and we didn't have deposit insurance. All the bank failures in the 1930s led to a major shrinking of the money supply.
Right.
And if you talk to an economist now, they'll say, well, the Fed failed in the 1930s because they let the money supply shrink.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of true, but the institutional arrangements then weren't conducive for the Fed to do that. Plus, there was no economic theory on
right,
that.
Right. Yeah, the economic theory.
Keynes didn't print his book until 1936.
Right.
Became sort of a handbook on how to get out of a depression.
All you had was Bastiat and Malthus and those guys, right?
Hayek was around.
Hayek, yeah.
Well, I guess he wasn't so much in the early 30s.
Fed
didn't do very well in the 70s either. It let inflation get out of control.
Yeah, and that's an area where I think is probably the biggest indictment of the Fed. And also, I think we're going to look back on the quantitative easing that's been going on right now. I just believe that that we're going to look back and this is not going to be a success story for them in total. Not maybe not the first part, but the extended part of this.
Yeah, yeah. We had three former chairmen there: Volcker, Greenspan, and then Bernanke. He's about to be former chairman.
Right.
And Volcker is the one that broke the back of that 70s inflation.
Right.
He came in 79 and did a good job. Greenspan added to that, brought inflation down further. But Bernanke is the one that's had to deal with this extraordinary financial crisis.
Yep.
And I think you're right about the first part. The first part, I think he's pretty well saved the world from a second Great Depression.
Probably did.
They're probably diminishing returns.
I think they've over-medicated the patient, Bob, is what I think. And they need some new science. And we're going to talk about this some more. We've got a new chairman coming in, folks. And I'm getting Bob to talk to us about that after these messages. And what does all this mean to you and me out here on Main Street? That's what we're going to talk about. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.